Blog Talk Radio.
Franchise interviews from Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia. You're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Welcome to Franchise Interviews, an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 17 years now, we've been asking the Franchipreneurs to own one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show. We're meeting with Charles Furlow, the president and CEO of Pillar to Post. And Pillar to Post is the number one North American inspection franchise with more than 550 locations in North America. Pillar to Post believes that a home inspection is a crucial step in each and every home ownership story. We're going to talk to Charles about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we have a great show.
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com. Or call us at 561-385-3032.
Hi, this is Connie McDermott, Administrative Assistant for Franchise Interviews, and you are listening to Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 17 years now, we've been asking the Franchipreneurs to own one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show. We're meeting with Charles Furlow, the president and CEO of Pillar to Post, and Pillar to Post is the number one North American inspection franchise with more than 550 locations in North America. Hi, Charles. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Marty, how are you? I'm happy to be here.
Me too, Charles. I'm so happy you're here today. You know, I've been very familiar with your brand for such a long time. I mean, going all the way back to the beginning of when we started the show 17 years ago, and I couldn't believe I never had the opportunity to interview you. So I'm really happy to have you here today. We always like to ask our guests, where are you calling from this morning?
I am calling from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Okay, good. Is it hot down there yet? We're supposed to get it's like 100 degrees up here in Pennsylvania today.
It actually is supposed to be about 100 degrees here today. Yeah, this has been a really hot summer.
I know that story. Yeah, it's been terrible. As mentioned earlier, Charles, I mean, Pillar to Post, I mean, it has such a long history. It would be difficult to talk about everything that's happened, you know, over the duration for Pillar to Post. But maybe, you know, we could talk a little bit about the highlights over the last several decades.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the company started in 1994. So about, what, 40 years ago now. And we started the industry at the time. People did home inspections, of course, but it was it didn't have the professionalism that it has today.
Right.
And so the founders of Pillar to Post, you know, saw that as an opportunity. Licensing was just getting started, but it had not really started in earnest. And so there was a need for more professionalism in the business. So that's what it was started on. And then around 2000, we started with the what we believe was the first proprietary software in home inspections. And that was important to do things easier, but it was also important to have an easy to read and quick to produce report. Before that, everything was just handwritten. You can imagine how difficult that was.
Yeah.
From there, we just grew. Yeah.
I can say it's fascinating, Charles. You know, the show for me is really timely, you know, to interview you. My mom, she's turning 80 years old, and she's selling her home, you know, and I recently read that. I mean, I guess, you know, selling a home, they say is like one of the most stressful experiences that you can do in your life. You play a really important part, you know, in this whole process, don't you?
We do. We look at our business as ensuring confident home ownership. So whether you're selling that house or whether you're buying that house, whichever party we're working for, we want you to just be able to have confidence. Even if there's a problem with the house you're buying or the house you're selling, knowing that and knowing that ahead of time is such a comforting thing for people in that stressful situation.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's well said, Charles. What do you like most about this industry, Charles? You've been doing this a long time. I think it's like over 20 years in the industry. I mean, so what do you like most about the home inspection industry?
Well, this is an interesting thing to say. When you think about the way real estate has gone from time to time, and including right now, but it has been a very stable industry for a really long time. As people like to say, you know, no matter what happens, people still have to have a place to live. And that is true. And you know, even if there's a dip in the value of homes or a rise like we're in right now, those homes are very expensive. It's usually the largest purchase a person will make. And there really is a need to know as much about it and have that confidence as you move forward. So we've enjoyed it, but because it's been a stable industry over a long period of time. And then the other thing that you'll hear a lot of our franchise business owners say is that they just like helping people. And in this business, we really do feel like we're helping people.
Yeah, absolutely. I know my mom has been very stressed with this whole process, you know, and it seems like, you know, it's a commonality, you know, because again, she's 80 years old, you know, and she's lived in the same home for such a long time, you know. So, I mean, to go through all this has been very stressful, and you're part of that, you know. You can help minimize that stress, and I think that's wonderful. One of the things that's interesting, maybe you could talk about is, I think my research is correct. So Pillar to Post, they're part of the, is it under the umbrella of, is it First Service Brands, Charles?
First Service, that's right. That's correct.
Okay. Maybe you could talk to our listeners about, you know, what's the benefit of that, of kind of like being under an umbrella or a part of like a family of brands?
Those brands are run very independently.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, being a part of First Service, a much, much larger company, has brought a lot of resources to us.
Right.
A lot of know-how, a lot of sharing of ideas and ways that we can get better. The other thing it does for our brand is it does for any brand part of a larger, more solid company is that we've got the backing of a large publicly traded company. And so when people come in, as particularly as our franchise business owners, they can know that nothing's going to happen to us overnight, right? We have got a solid backing as well as the expertise that those guys have brought in really for over about the last 20 years.
I know one of the things you talk about, Charles, in interviews, whether it's in magazines or podcasts, is you talk about resilience in business, you know, and, you know, 2020, I guess, you know, it wasn't, you know, that long ago, you know, it seems like it was yesterday, but how did you get through that time? And you mentioned, you know, that the industry sometimes it has its ups and downs. So maybe you could talk about, you know, like resilience in business and being part of a franchise, how that helps.
Well, it does help. So 2020 was really interesting. We had a really good 2019. Mm-hmm. We came into January of 2020, and we're just purring right along in that first quarter.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, around March, COVID struck and struck hard. And as everybody knows, it just about shut everything down. So that was certainly a challenge for all of us. But yeah, I think being a part of a strong franchise. So we had daily video conference calls with our franchise business owners. So whether it was, if you remember back in the early days, you know, we thought it was hand sanitizer was the big thing.
Right.
You couldn't get it. And
right.
What should we do? Should we go in these houses? What about masks? What about realtors? And of course, at the very beginning, home sales went down to almost nothing.
Right.
So that was a real challenge for all of our people. But I think being a part of a larger group, number one, we had more resources, we had more people working on the problem, and we had as much insight as you could have at that time. And so I think that gave a little bit more confidence, even though no one knew what was going on.
Yeah.
And then as we worked through that, and of course we came out of it pretty quickly, and then it turned into the opposite, right? There started to be this flurry of home buying.
Right.
And that changed the market in even a different way. So working through that took some creativity and took some, as you said, resilience.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw also, which was interesting, and I think I've listened to a couple of these, is you also got involved in podcasting, haven't you, Charles?
We have. Right now, it is just an internal podcast.
Okay.
But we're always looking for better ways. You know, everyone does not communicate the same. You can send an email to 100 people, and some of them love it, some of them struggle with it, and some don't read it at all. Right.
Sure.
So we're always looking for better ways to communicate with our franchise business owners. And so we've got a multitude of ways of doing that. But one of the ways that we do is a podcast. And we do podcasts with outside people. We do podcasts with our best and brightest franchise business owners, with our partners that we work with outside the business. So it's really interesting. And we've just been doing that for about the last year, but it's going really well.
That's fantastic. Here's a tough question for you, but, you know, because you've been doing this such a long time, Charles, but, you know, what's been one of the most interesting things that's happened to you since being part of Pillar to Pulse? And I'm under the assumption you probably have hundreds of stories, but does anything kind of stand out over the years that you kind of say to yourself, wow?
Well, we just talked about one in COVID.
Sure.
And then if we want to stick to the difficult side, 2008, if you remember back then.
Yes, I do.
2008, we had almost a housing collapse.
Right.
And that was a challenge. That one stands out. On the good side, we've had just some really major advancements in our technology. And I said we came out in 2000 with the first proprietary software. Later on, several years ago, we completely revamped that. It's still proprietary, but built on a completely different platform. And the reason we did that is we needed to be able to take advantage of all the new things that are available. But you have to have a system that is able to integrate with some of these new technologies.
Right.
For instance, we started a few years ago what we call PTP 360. PTP 360 is we take 360-degree pictures inside the house. This is a very quick process, but it integrates into our report And so when our customer reads their report, of course they can read a simple PDF of the report, but they can also experience those home inspection findings inside of a 360-degree tour of their home. So as they walk from room to room, they can see the inspection findings right there on the side of the screen. So it makes it much easier to understand, and it's a great thing. Well, without the technology, we wouldn't have the ability to do that.
Right.
We also have something called PTP Home Manual. Mm-hmm. The Home Manual is, it'll give you all the details on your appliances, water heater, HVAC, and all those things. It'll tell you the age of that equipment, the expected life of that equipment, if there's any safety recalls, and if so, what to do about them. It even goes out and finds all the owner's manuals for your appliances and puts them in this electronic file for you. So it's just a great technology. It takes almost no effort on the part of our franchise business owners or our inspectors. It is all technology driven.
Wow.
So I could go on and on about that. But those are some of the things that have really been exciting over the last few years.
It must be interesting for someone like yourself, Charles, who has been doing this for a long time. You know, as I would say, if you remember your first day in the industry and where we are today, I mean, the technology is really exciting. You know, you wonder how we got along without the technology in the old days, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if you knew this, but when I came in, it was 1998.
Okay.
So it was only 4 years after the start of the business. And I came in as a franchise business owner here in Raleigh.
Wow.
And I was also at the time what today we call a regional director. So for North and South Carolina. So I helped. I not only was building the business here, but I was also helping other new franchise business owners around these two states to grow their business as well. So I did that for 10 years.
Wow.
Before coming over to Pillar to Post Incorporated and still here today. But yes, when I came in, it was a completely different world. Interestingly enough, the actual inspection, the how you go about it, what you're looking for, how you document that was almost the same.
Right.
As it is today. Those standards were written back then, and they still hold up today. But yes, the technology and expectations of customers, all of those things have changed a lot since 1998, no doubt.
It's interesting because, as you've mentioned, Charles, that you were, you know, a franchisee or a franchise business owner, you know, and I think that puts you at an advantage. You know, I mean, we've done so many of these interviews over the years, and a lot of this, you know, CEOs and presidents I've interviewed, I mean, they've never actually owned a franchise, you know, so I think for one, of course, that puts you at an advantage. And I'm curious too, and because you have so many franchisees today, I mean, what some of them, you know, doing before becoming a franchisee to Pillar to Post?
You know, we get asked that a lot. What type of background do you find has the most success?
Right.
And that is almost impossible to determine. We have spent a lot of time and effort trying to actually figure that out.
Right.
We have people who have come from the trades. We have people who have come from sales and marketing.
Okay.
We have people who have been managers of other people. I will tell you this, that there are really three keys to success in our business.
Mm-hmm.
And we call these the three big things. Number one, you've got to deliver the best experience possible for our customer.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be fantastic. It's got to be differentiated. And so our guys have to spend time on that every single day.
Right.
The second thing, now that is, don't get me wrong, that is described and well laid out in our Pillar to Post system, but how you deliver on that every day, that's what makes the difference. So someone with a background of that type of delivery of an experience for a customer is helpful. The second of those three things is sales and marketing. To have a growing and vibrant business, you must be doing these sales and marketing every single day.
Right.
For a lot of business owners, they would say, of course you do. No kidding. But in a busy home inspection business, you can get so wrapped up in the operations of the business that you omit that sales and marketing, and that will harm. So people who come from that background, they are great communicators. They've got energy, and they well, I'll get to building a team. But the third thing is capacity. So we talked about delivering a great brand experience and doing the sales and marketing of that experience. The third thing is you've got to have capacity to actually do the work. So we've got to be able to do inspections when our customers want them done. But we also have to have the capacity to do that sales and marketing. So the people who have built teams, that have led teams, that are good communicators, and that believe in this system we have and want to implement it so that they can deliver that great brand experience, those are the people that succeed.
That's very powerful. And I have a background in sales and marketing, Charles, and you're right, you know, is to constantly be planting those seeds, right? Because it's easy to kind of get sucked into, as you mentioned, you know, the operations, you know. So I mean, I think that's very important. I imagine the training is probably very intense. I mean, how does the training work then once someone does become a franchisee to Pillar to Post? I mean, do they come to corporate headquarters, and like what's involved in the training then?
Well, yeah, that was another byproduct of COVID. You said, do they come to the corporate headquarters? For until from 1994 until 2020, that's exactly what they did. They came to our home office and sat there face to face. But COVID made us change that to virtual. And what's interesting about that story is that we thought we were going to do virtual training as a sort of a stopgap. And then when the COVID craze was over, then we would get people coming back face-to-face. In order to do it online, we really had to revamp the whole thing. And what we found was that we're able to do so much more. And to have so much more flexibility in the scheduling. Costs are down for our new franchise business owners because they don't have to travel. And so we actually have stuck with that. So that training is all virtual. Now, don't get me wrong. It's live virtual. So it's like being there with them, but it has really been great. We're really proud of that training system that we've got in place. And it starts with the technical and the overall overview of what it takes to succeed in the business. And that is a multi-week process. And then it moves to all the business aspects of the business. And then the third thing it goes to is a 2-week intensive sales and marketing training. So yeah, it is a pretty complete end-to-end type of training.
I think it's great, Charles. I don't know if you know. I've been teaching for I teach for Purdue University in their global division. I've been teaching online now for like the 20. This is like my 20th year of doing it, and it seems to me it just makes so much sense. There are so many advantages to doing it virtually. I imagine even too, you know, and again, I don't know how you do it, but I mean, even just something like recording the sessions, you know, it's like I was always someone who was like auditory in nature, you know, whereas I like to go back and then maybe listen to something again, you know, say, okay, well, my brain wandered for a second, you know, and I missed something, you know, and you can go back to it. And I think that's wonderful, though, is you know, and it's, I've heard so many stories like this, you know, where businesses kind of pivoted during COVID, and then they said, wait a minute, you know, maybe this is the way we should be doing it, you know. So I think that's wonderful, you know, that your training is set up that way. You know, and you kind of mentioned a typical day. So you know, I get the sense that, you know, sales and marketing, again, is a big part of a typical day for a Pillar to Post franchisee. Operations is part of it. Is when I'm thinking of home inspection, I mean, it really could be, could it be like 7 days a week? I mean, pretty much, Charles. I mean, is it that type of business where you could be working 7 days a week? Or I'm sure you could have a flexible schedule.
Yeah, you could. We certainly don't recommend that, right? Well, our people have to have a life as well, but
of course.
But yes, it could be 7 days a week. The key, you know, the typical day really just it depends on the size and the stage of your business. One of the most important things for our people is that they build a quality team. If I were to tell someone, or if someone were to ask me, what's the most important thing I could do?
Right.
Of course, it's deliver the best brand experience, do the sales and marketing, and have the capacity. But building a quality team of people in your local business, that is what allows you to scale the business the way that you want to and to have the lifestyle. An interesting thing of people who are used to being in a one- or two-man business is that they kind of think by adding people, that adds to my headaches. And while, of course, there's an element of that that's true, adding good quality people actually improves the owner's lifestyle as well as the production of the business. So I would say the number one thing they can do is be a great team builder as they build the rest of their business.
Is that taught in the training too, Charles? I mean, is that something, or is that something that's just learned over time, you know, is finding good quality people? I mean, is that something that's addressed in the training?
It absolutely is addressed in the training and in everything that we talk about. The home inspection industry, the industry, not our business, but the industry is made up primarily of single operator, single inspector type companies.
Okay.
There's one inspector. He's the chief cook and bottle washer. He does the marketing, or she. They do the inspections. They do the paperwork, right? They do everything. They answer the phone when they're able to answer it. We are the opposite of that. When people come to Pillar to Post, they're looking to grow a large business. They're not looking to be the single operator. We still have from years and years, we've got some fantastic single operators. I mean, these are great people who do a great job, and we're proud to have them part of what we do. But some time ago, we switched to a what we call an executive model, which is a team model. And when I say team, this is a team of employees. So that is a difference from Pillar to Post as a home inspection franchise and most of the rest of the industry.
Wow. That's just powerful. You've been involved in franchising for a long time now, Charles. I think when you got involved, when you became a franchisee, I remember going back to, I think I started studying franchising around like 1999. And I remember the IFA had like a report. They said at the time, I think there was like 1,200 different systems in the United States. And today, you know, the 17 years, 18 years later, or to 24 years later, there's like a sort of recent number. It's almost like up to like 4,000 different systems in the U.S. alone. So, I mean, it must be overwhelming for someone when they're looking to buy a franchise because there's so much to choose from. From everything you've learned about franchising up to this point, what advice would you give then to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise, knowing that there's so much out there today? Where do you begin?
Well, the first thing I would say is to have a really clear picture of what you want to accomplish by starting a business. Write it down, like be specific, and then share it with people that are close to you, because I can tell you that just owning your own business, like if that's your goal, that alone is not enough.
Right.
So have a really clear picture of what you want to accomplish in your life. The other thing I would say is be prepared to work hard. Small business ownership, particularly in the startup phase, it's a challenge even for the best of them.
Right.
The other thing is to have a determination to follow a proven system and succeed. It does. I think you mentioned determination early on. You've got to have that determination, really succeed. And then most of all, find something that you can enjoy, and then enjoy it. It really can be one of the most meaningful experiences of your life. So whether you stay in it 5 years, build a great business, and then sell it, or whether you get in it and retire from it, either way, all of those things I think we just talked about are important.
Yeah, it's great advice, Charles. You know, it's what you're saying is asking yourself deep questions. You know, what do I want the franchise to do for me? I like how you even mentioned too is to, you know, bring in your family, you know, and talk to them about it, you know, because they're going to be involved in the whole process as well. And you also mentioned, you know, the significance of working hard. I think maybe, and I don't know this for sure, but, you know, that there's sometimes maybe there's this perception that when someone gets involved in any type of franchise model that they don't have to do anything. In other words, the customers will just come because they have this well-established brand, like Pillars to Post, you know, so they don't have to do anything. And I think sometimes that's a misperception. So I think that's a great advice for our listeners. I could ask you the last question because, you know, being the president and CEO is, if you were to look into a crystal ball, Charles, whether the crystal ball is 1 year, 3 years, or 5 years, where do you see Pillar to Post in the future?
Well, like you said at the beginning, we are the largest home inspection company in North America.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important to us. It's taken a lot of work and determination, as we just talked about, to get there. But, you know, our plan really is to extend that margin of difference between us and the next leading brand.
Mm-hmm.
But Pillar to Post, we don't have any company-owned stores. So Pillar to Post doesn't do home inspections.
Mm-hmm.
Our franchise business owners do inspections.
I see.
And so the only way for us to grow is to grow the businesses of our franchise business owners. And, of course, we can't grow their business. We can only support them to do it. So the other thing is to continue to evolve our plans around providing the best systems and the best training and the best coaching and support, and to continue to grow that strongest brand name for our franchise business owners to grow their businesses and grow them profitably in their local markets. That is the only way we succeed.
Right.
And of course, we foresee that we're going to stay at the forefront of technology and to so that we can better deliver all the things that we've been talking about today. So we are continuing to grow, but the way that we grow is by growing our current franchise business owners, as well as bringing in new franchise business owners who have that determination to grow.
What's the best way, Charles, for our listeners to get more information on Pillar to Post? Of course, there's the franchise opportunity, but maybe even the service itself. Are there any websites you can kind of like direct our listeners to?
Yeah, just simply pillartopost.com. You can go right there and see just about everything you need to see. And if you are interested in talking about the possibility of being a franchise business owner at Pillar to Post, there is also a section on that site that takes you directly to that.
Fantastic. Well, I'm so glad I finally had the chance to interview. As I mentioned, Charles, I've been so familiar with your brand since I've got involved in franchising. And when I realized I never had a chance to interview you or Pillar to Post, really excited to finally have the opportunity. I don't want to wait 20 years again to interview you again. So maybe I can invite you back in another year or so as you continue to grow, and we'll continue the discussion if that's okay with you.
We would love to do it.
This has been wonderful, Charles, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Coming up in our next segment, we'll be playing a clip from our Great Quotes in Franchising podcast right here on Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews, an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship.
Through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews, as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising.
And our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisors, franchisees, franchise authors, experts, and attorneys. And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919.
That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott, the president of Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, each podcast you get to hear. A great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting franchise interviews many years now, and during that time, we've had some incredible quotes on the show. Today, you're going to get to hear from Joseph Berger, and Joseph is the president of You Got Maids. And Joseph said something on the show that we haven't heard, interesting enough, in 650 shows. He described franchising as an open book, but we're going to let Joseph explain why. So here we go.
you were kind of like, I guess you could say almost like born into franchising, Joseph. I mean, you've been exposed to it, it seems like, most of your life. What do you like most about franchising?
Yeah, and you're right. I've been around franchising for a while. I like to tell people I started when I was 7. I started answering phones and folding boxes at Domino's. Started at 25 cents an hour with a free soda, as much as I could drink, and worked up from there. And what I love about it, what we do, I see where entrepreneurship, where small business ownership, has helped my family. You know, my dad's from Northeast Philly, row homes. My mom wasn't much better off, and they've been able to really just turn their stars around and build a really good life for all of us. And I love working with franchisees because I get to be a part of them doing that for their family, and that's just inspiring every day.
It's inspiring what you just said, Joseph, because, you know, I know that area, you know, of Philadelphia. I get down to Philly, you know, every so often. And I think you're right. You know, it's one of the things that impresses me too, Joseph, is that, you know, a lot of people, I think they want to get into entrepreneurship, but they don't know how to, right? And I think franchising, you know, allows them that ability to become an entrepreneur, doesn't it?
Absolutely. One of the things we like to say in the process is, like, you know, imagine you have to take a really hard test. And this test determines, like, everything.
Right.
But, you know, if you're doing it with a franchise, it's open book.
Right.
We've already made
the
mistakes. We've already found the opportunities. We've laid out all the processes, and we hone it every day. I mean, all of our new idea, we still are updating. It's never going to be done. We're getting all of our great ideas from our franchisees now. But you can start off with that rather than, you know, opening your doors and, like, how do I get maids? How do I get clients?
Right.
How do I keep them?
Right. That's terrific. I've never heard that analogy in 650 shows, Joseph, but it makes sense. You know, I like how you called franchising an open book, you know, because you're right. You know, when a lot of people do get into entrepreneurship, you know, there's a lot of things that they just don't know, you know, and they make a lot of mistakes. And, you know, sometimes some of those mistakes, you know, are detrimental to, you know, their business. So, you know, to call it an open book, I think that's really very clever.
If you'd like to hear that whole interview with Joseph Berger of You Got Maids, all you have to do is go to franchiseinterviews.com. Simply go to our Franchise Interviews by Category page and go to our Cleaning category, or you can simply go to our Franchises Listed Alphabetically page. And lastly, we just want to thank everyone for making this podcast, our Great Quotes in Franchising podcast, such a big hit. And we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.